Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Michele Pernay, best-selling author of the Italian dystopian sci-fi novel Murder on Altark 1, which he co-writes with Andrea Di Mastriti. The book is now translated from the writer's native tongue into English and Mandarin. Volumes 2 and 3 have been published in Italian, and volume 4 will come out in early 2022. Michele, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, Murder on Altark 1, how would you describe the novel?
It's a dystopian mashup. It's a future noir science fiction novel. It's set around 200 years in the future in an imaginary belt of six different planets that appeared from day to night next to our planet. And it's the last refuge of the human race.
And do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to co-writing Murder on Altark 1?
Sorry, Jeff, the original idea you were saying?
Yeah, do you remember the original idea that led you and your co-author to write the book?
Yeah, so actually it was quite a long process. So the book evolved quite a bit in the past 20 years or so. It started like a game. We started having an idea of developing a fantasy book. Then in the end, we developed this sci-fi novel. And in the novel, we will be able to see a lot of different geeky and nerdy backgrounds that both myself and Andrea have.
And I'm curious, what was the writing journey that led you to writing these novels together? You mentioned you had originally thought of it as a fantasy novel. Were you originally playing it as a game, and then you decided to turn it into a novel? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's actually correct. I mean, myself and Andrea, the co-writer of the saga, we have been childhood friends, best friends since 30 years now, since we were really kids. And we have always been creative kids. So when we were small, we were playing with toys as all the kids do. But at the same time, we wanted to create our own original stories. And we were shooting small cortos with some old-fashioned PC-linked digital cameras. So it was just a game. And we were always creative. And we started working on an idea as a game when we were around 10, we're quite small. And actually the idea of this book evolved with us. So as we grew old and as we went on with our lives, we just started evolving this idea. So the genres of the book, the writing style, and everything actually evolved with us. So there have been a number of different versions of this book. And in 2020, the last version was finally out and published.
Sure. And can you tell us a little bit about exactly how you collaborated? Did you sit down and plan out the plot of the novel together? Did you both write different chapters? How did that work exactly?
Yeah, this also evolved quite a bit over time. So again, it started as a game. So we used to just meet in Andrea's summer house in South Italy, close to Naples. And we used to have long brainstorming sessions just discussing about our story. So the idea actually, Jeff, the idea at the beginning was not even to publish a book. We just wanted to create a story and have fun. And it was just, it was so nice to just meet together with your best friend and just create a wonderful story, and we could squeeze in all the different ideas that we had as kids, and we started working on that, and at some point, I think quite naturally, we started noting down our conversations. So we used to talk for hours and hours, and at some point we just thought, okay, like let's just take some notes about this conversation. And actually the creative process started from that. And then it moved from there. And then we started having these chats more and more often. And it became a routine for us. So we were having it when we were meeting in Rome, when Andrea was visiting me in London, when we were going in South Italy. And also at some point, you know, from day to night, it's something that happened, started happening virtually in every phone conversations that we were having. So we were just always talking about our stories and always developing it. And going back to the other questions, actually this the process of co-writing evolved also quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So right now we both work at the plot of the story. So we discuss the big story, the scripts, and then the practical act of writing ended up being mostly Andrea.
Gotcha.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I mentioned earlier that the first book, Murder on Altark 1, is published in English. Do you have plans to publish the other books in the series in English as well?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. So yeah, definitely. So one of our main goals has always been to empower the audience, like an international audience, to read through our stories. And, you know, of course, we're both Italian, born and raised, but we want to reach, you know, the US, UK, and all the English speaking countries worldwide. So definitely book two has actually been we just finished the translation. Mm-hmm. We are working with a translator from Scotland, Caroline, a wonderful lady who has been, which is the same translator of volume one. So volume two is completed and it will be out in March.
That's great. So are you working on a new novel now in the series?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, in March, we will also be releasing volume four in Italian.
That's great. Well, given your experience over the years of this kind of collaboration with your best friend, as you described it, and, you know, it started out, as you said, as a game and then just as a story and then turned into a novel. What writing advice would you offer for those who may be working on their own stories and novels of their own?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Jeff. I mean, I would just say go for it. I mean, it's so easy to just be afraid of putting a story outside. And, you know, both myself and Andrea are self-published authors. So, you know, we are just using the power of the self-publishing informatic tools that now they are available to everyone. So really everyone can have their stories out. And we were so proud to have our first novel out. And triggered all the other novels. So I think my advice and Andrea's advice would be the same, would be just go for it. If you have a story, just write it and then publish it. And nothing will happen. Like maybe some people will even like it.
Sure. What novels have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Quite a bit, quite different ones. So I think I'm a big fan of Isaac Asimov. So I have been reading all the robot series quite recently. Love them. And then quite recently, I actually finished the first novel of the Culture series by Ian M. Banks, which is a quite nice new generation space opera.
That's great. Well, where can people find you to online if they want to learn more about you and your series of novels?
So we have a variety of social media accounts. So, you know, by just Googling the name of our books, but, you know, we have a Facebook page, we have Instagram. We just started a couple of weeks back a TikTok page as well. So we can call ourselves book talker now. and then we put also most of our material, either visuals and audio and books. So they are on our website, www.velerixi.com.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Michele Perni, best-selling co-writer of the best-selling Italian dystopian sci-fi novel Murder on Altark 1. As he explained, the successive books in the series will be published in English and available online. The novel is on sale now, so go grab a copy and buy it. And Michele, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
That's wonderful.
That night, I felt people more distant than ever from me. Blurred, like ghosts, wandering in a bad dream. I could see them, talking to each other, without really saying anything. They were like specters in the night, trying to survive this foolish world we are all forced to live in. Each one trying to find a way to live just another day. And then it was me. Everywhere I looked, I could only see human misery in all its shades.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.